Winnipeg. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says the federal government is failing when it comes to some of the big issues in its jurisdiction, particularly Indigenous health care. At the annual Premier's Conference in Winnipeg, Smith says provincial leaders are frustrated that Ottawa is interfering in issues that are provincial jurisdiction rather than focusing on its own areas. Smith says the federal government needs to better support Indigenous communities in urban areas as well as those that are dealing with the mental health and addiction crisis. On Monday, Treaty 6 First Nations in Western Canada declared a state of emergency over rising opioid deaths. They called on all levels of government for immediate support and funding to address the crisis. Grand Chief Leonard Standing on the Road said the Confederacy is asking the federal government to intervene and offer more effective, flexible and long-lasting support. The Confederacy said in a statement that the treaty's medicine chest clause dictates that the federal government has an obligation to provide health care on an ongoing basis. It said it expects all levels of government to adhere to and respect their treaty obligations. Alberta Minister of Mental Health and Addiction Dan Williams said in a statement late Monday that the deadly disease of addiction devastates families and destroys communities in Alberta and across North America, and this is especially true in First Nations communities. He said the province is partnering directly with First Nations to address the issue in the spirit of reconciliation. We're continuing to strengthen these partnerships with Treaty 6 by committing to build and fully fund a recovery community in direct partnership with Enoch Cree Nation, he said. Across Alberta, we've announced the construction and funding of three more recovery communities in direct partnership with Tsuut'ina Nation, Siksika Nation and Kainai Nation. These are historic actions by the government of Alberta that are outside of our traditional jurisdiction but are essential to moving forward in partnership with First Nations. Williams added that the province agrees with the Confederacy that it's time for the federal government to step up and provide more support for First Nations communities. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 11, 2023. The Canadian Press.